While some could learn to read and write, Chance would never be able to manage this. Nor would he ever be able to understand much of what others were saying to him or around him. Chance was to work in the garden where he would care for plants and grasses and trees which grew there peacefully. He would be as one of them, quiet, open-hearted in the sunshine, and heavy when it rained. His name was Chance because he had been born by chance. He had no family. Although his mother had been very pretty, her mind had been as damaged as his. The soft soil of his brain, the ground from which all his thoughts shot up, had been ruined forever. Therefore, he could not look for a place in the life led by people outside the house or the garden gate. Chance must limit his life to his quarters and to the garden.
"I am Thomas Franklin of Hancock, Adams & Colby. We are the lawyers handling this estate. And this," he said, turning to the woman, "is my assistant, Miss Hayes."
Chance shook the man's hand and looked at the woman. She smiled.
"The maid told me that a man has been living in the house and works as the gardener." Franklin inclined his head toward Chance. "However, we have no record of a man, any man, either being employed by the deceased or residing in this house during any of the last 40 years.
"I have lived in this house for as long as I can remember. Ever since I was little, a long time before the old man broke his hip and began staying in bed most of the time. I was here before there were big bushes, and before there were automatic sprinklers in the garden. Before television."
"You what?" Franklin said. "You lived here in this house since you were a child?
May I ask you what your name is?"
Chance was uneasy. He knew that a man's name had an important connection with his life. That was why people on TV always had two names, their own, outside of TV, and the one they adopted each time they performed.
"My name is Chance," he said.
"Mr. Chance?" the lawyer asked.
Chance nodded.